morning. We're here to record another podcast for our contemporary marketing class. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about branding and the stories that some brands tell. We've been asked to do a little bit of outside research and then establish the stories that's part of the company's branding. And we have some brands that we can't use. And then we're going to discuss about the stories with the brands and then kind of pick which one we think is best based on the story that they tell. Oh, I'm Mitch O'Mara, and I'm here with
Avery Negengard,
Eric Brando,
Bryce Paws.
Avery, do you want to start?
Sure. I chose McDonald's as my brand. I kind of went based off their slogan, the I'm Loving It slogan. Basically, I think the story that they're trying to tell and get across is that people who eat their food love eating their food, and they want to like make it a point that they love eating their food so that more people come in to eat their food. That's really all I have.
Okay.
I don't really know what else the story behind it is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's geared towards more the kids, too.
Their Happy Meals and stuff like that. Yeah, makes sense. Eric, what you got?
So I went with Old Spice, and so their slogan is, if your grandfather hadn't worn it.
Oh, I did Old Spice, too. That's crazy. We're going to have to, I'm going to see if you missed anything from what I wrote. We'll see.
Yeah, so I put, like, their slogan, if your grandfather hadn't worn it, you wouldn't exist. I just kind of said they're kind of going for, if you're wearing their brand, you're more attractive all around to people, and based off the sponsorships they have with other people, they definitely go for more athletic people who are considered attractive, I would say. And so I feel like their story is mainly kind of comes with attraction wearing their brand.
Yep, I'll come back to that. I'll let Bryce go and then kind of talk about what I wrote for Old Spice.
Yeah, so I went with the North Face. Their slogan is never stop exploring. And I looked like on their website about us, and pretty much everything they do is in some way targeted towards exploring and outside. The North Face literally means the most challenging side of the mountain, which I didn't even know, but it told me that on their website. They also do a lot of not-for-profit work. They work with the Conservation Alliance and Leave No Trace, which are both programs that are targeted to combat against wildlife or protect wildlife and recreational areas, along with minimizing campfire impacts.
So for what I had for Old Spice, I kind of went from the past towards the present, and the story that's changed for Old Spice, they were primarily marketing the older generation, and they were having trouble engaging the younger people. But now Eric kind of mentioned like a lot of younger athletes and like people that are considered attractive are wearing it. So they've been able to completely change their, or add, I suppose, this demographic of consumers. And so what I have is that the line that they really wanted to market is that the product makes your man smell like the perfect man. And they completely changed who it was marketed to. Instead of just like the men, they marketed it towards the women. So it's the women are targeted instead. And the original story is not the current story, because the old story was about the, or towards the men. And now they want the women, because a lot of people just really don't care. As long as they're using deodorant and they're using shampoo of some sort, especially men, like, they don't really care what it is. But women are more peculiar in that aspect. So it makes sense. And it's, I think it's a good marketing play by Old Spice for sure. So now that we've kind of been through some of the stories, we only have three because we happen to choose the same one, but I think the North Face has a good story, especially because they have like some non-for-profit work that they do around it. I think Old Spice is kind of unique in the fact that they completely changed the target audience for their for their story. So I think it's unique in that aspect, and kind of it's good that it worked, because it could have gone either way. But and then McDonald's is like, in my mind, McDonald's doesn't even need a story, because, I mean, they could use a story, but, like, they're so dominant in the fast food market now that, like, people really don't care. Like, they need something quick. They need people like McDonald's too. Like, I'll get McDonald's once a week, and it's good that they have a story, but I think that in terms of necessity, that McDonald's could do without a story or target audience that they're trying to target.
I agree. I feel like you could identify McDonald's just by the golden arches.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys have anything else? Like, your thoughts on the stories?
I definitely think the North Face, like what Bryce said, I didn't realize that it meant like the hardest part of the mountain to climb or anything. So I think that's like a kind of a unique part of their little story. So that I kind of found interesting on that aspect.
Yeah. Same thing with North Face. I mean, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing that I've never heard that kind of reference or story from North Face. I mean, obviously everyone knows like North Face, but I was just never really aware of that story, which kind of brings a new like meaning to it, I guess.
I was looking through their history too, and like where they first started and where people first found their brand was in 1966. A young climber built a restaurant in towards the Yosemite, and people would come there after their big Yosemite hikes and hang out. Artists like Grateful Dead, Rolling Stones would be there. Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I didn't know that. I think that something like North Face has this story, and I think that none of us have ever heard it. So I think that the ability to have a story is one thing, but also the ability to get your story out and tell the story so people know is a whole different thing. So, I mean, yeah, it's cool that they have this story, but we only found it because we did external research. And, like, I think that that's got to be part of your branding because, like we've talked about, like, that establishes, like, an emotional connection. And then once you have an emotional connection with the consumer, then you can get their pockets or their card to swipe for any amount.
I agree. I think out of, like, all the outdoor brands, I feel like North Face does the best with relating itself with the outside and exploring. I feel like when you look at Patagonia, you kind of think of more, like, wealthy people.
Like Jeremy's zip-up Patagonia that he wears a couple times a week.
Yeah, and then if you think of, like,
rich
Columbia, you think of, like, just girls with those, like, fuzzy Columbia jackets. But, yeah, when I think of North Face, I think of people going outside, skiing, snowboarding, doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Avery, you're going to say something or before? Okay.
Not that I remember.
So you guys all agree, like, that McDonald's is kind of dominant in the fact that they don't necessarily need a story, but the story kind of helps.
Yeah,
I agree.
And how do you think, I mean, I don't know if we have an answer for this right off the top, but McDonald's stories probably changed a little bit over time, because when I think of like older McDonald's, obviously they've like redone all of them, and there used to be like they used to have that little show with all their characters like back probably in the 90s, late 80s, and they've completely gone away from like Ronald McDonald and all those characters. So their stories had to have changed a little bit. So what do you guys think that's about, or you think there's a rhyme to the reason?
Yeah, I think so too. I think McDonald's actually recently released a documentary too on how they got brought up. I think if I know the story right, that it was originally owned by two brothers. Another different business owner came and looked at the area and then started mass building the McDonald's everywhere.
Personally, just looking at like the pictures of Ronald McDonald, it probably scared some people because it doesn't look like the friendliest person, clown. I'm not really sure what Ronald is supposed to be. I think a clown. But, like, personally, I don't think I'd want to walk into a store where Ronald McDonald was as a child, because I think it would scare me a bit. And if they're trying to target the audience of children, that's not gonna.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to, like, the Chuck E. Cheese animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this says here, because Grimace and the Hamburglar were two of the characters, which also are kind of creepy, so that makes sense. But their marketing campaigns switched to appeal to more adult customers in 2003. So they figured that, like, characters from a animated show probably wasn't the best way to make an appeal. And also, Ronald wasn't retired at that time. In 2016, when all the clown sightings were going on, mm-hmm. I was probably in eighth grade, so you guys were freshmen. I think you're all older than me. I think that's about the time, 2016. So they officially retired after a series of creepy clown sightings popped up across the United States. So, yeah, so targeting towards adults, and then 2016, the cherry on top with people being weird and clown suits kind of did that. We have anything else this morning?
Not that I could think of.
So, do you think the best story is North Face? They just need to do a better job of getting it out.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, Jamie, we're keeping it short and sweet for you. So, a little editing for you to do. Thank you, guys.